What's up, ladies and gents? Welcome back to the Charks. I'm Chad, your host. Today I got one of my visitors. I don't think I've had him on the podcast here yet, and I'm super excited to introduce him to you. But before I do that, if you have children or anybody under the age of 13, please
30.
Listen, or under 30, please listen to this with discretion, because it might not be very clean. Just kidding. But you'll see what I'm saying when you meet him. Very great guy. His name is Richard Simpson. We've been a great friend since 2010, probably, something like that. So here he is. I'll let him talk and introduce himself to you and tell you guys a little bit about himself.
I don't want to talk about myself. I'd rather talk about you, Chad.
When?
I don't know, whenever. Yeah, don't let him fool you. You know, I have never said, you know, one thing, you know, that even a 3-year-old, you know, wouldn't be able to listen to.
When?
With 30 years, you know, experience.
So, Richard, you want to tell the viewers how we met and what
you
do?
At Loot for Gold?
Yeah. And what you do for a living.
The hot dog cart. I was doing
hot
dog cart.
No, tell him.
Then
tell him.
This guy named Chad came up, you know, and, you know, the rest is history. I thought this guy must be nuts.
And I am.
And he is. And but the whole thing in the nutshell was, man, you know, I didn't know that he was as nuts as me.
Long story short.
Long story short,
yes, please.
that he was a Christian, you know. He didn't know I was Christian, you know. The Lord put us together, you know. And it was outstanding, man. I mean, and it's such a good relationship. He will call me at 2:00 in the morning, you know, between 2, you know, and then he'll call me like 3-4 times, you know, an hour, you know, until I'll pick up the phone. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there's all kinds of funny, what can
tomfoolery.
I say? Tomfoolery, you know, Huckleberry Finn, whatever, what have you. A better guy you'd never meet. You know, a good husband, you know, a great dad. You know, I just got nothing but good things to say about Chad. You know, I'd do anything in the world for him.
When?
Whenever.
So, I don't know if I told you guys this, but Richard is actually part of the Iron Men group that I've talked to you guys about several times. And he's a super guy, and I try to, be a part of his life at least once a day. And I let him sleep in now. I think I call him closer to like 4 or 5 now.
4:00 in the morning.
Four or five in the morning.
Now. I know. I remember the days, man, when it was, 2, maybe 1:30. I need to call you down sometime about 3:00 in the morning, man, you know. And but then there's a problem, because you know you got that right on my nostril.
Yeah, but the audio sounds better when it's like that.
When it's in my nostril. And I guess if that works, you know, it's going to get more
viewers, listeners,
you know, whatever you know you kids are talking about, you know, nowadays. what did you say? Didn't you say you were going to try to get this on Betamax?
It's possible.
Possible, man. That's a new thing, you know, the kids are messing with now, the Betamax. It's coming back, baby. It's coming back.
So I know you're dying to talk about a 4-letter word that most of us usually don't use.
It begins with F.
Yes, it begins with F. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the part where you might want to get the kids out of the room.
It's not the one you're thinking either.
Yeah, it's definitely not the one you're thinking. But from the moment I met Richard, literally 10 years ago, I can never remember a conversation where this word was not mentioned. Even the seriousness of our conversations, it still comes out at least once.
Yeah.
And I'd love for you to introduce that to the listeners.
Oh, you mean the fart master, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, man. You know, well, that's the word, you know, we were talking about. And it wasn't, you know, bad at all.
Right, that's not bad.
Everybody has to fart once in a while. And sometimes, you know, yeah, somebody like Vishal, of course, this guy can't even smell, and he gets offended by, you know, the smell of my farts.
What is it about farts that fascinates you so much?
Well, because it's funny, and my dad, you know, when I was a child, you know, he used to have a farting contest.
Like a whoopee cushion?
We would eat beans, you know, and sit down, you know.
Man, can we do the song?
Yeah. Oh, let's remember the song? What song?
Beans, the musical fruit. The more you eat, the more you poot. The more you poot, the better you feel. I eat beans for every meal. Oh, man.
Oh, that's great. Let's do the other one, you know.
Which one?
About, you know,
Milligan's. Ladies and gentlemen, do you guys remember, those of you who are probably, what, 50 and above?
50, yeah.
Do you remember a restaurant called Milligan's? If not, I'm sorry, you may not know this song, but if so, this will bring back some happy memories.
Happy memories. All right. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Shakes and pies and golden fries and beefy burgers, bada bada dozen, breakfast anytime.
Woo! Woo! All right.
That's awesome, man.
I love it, man.
So let me ask you this, man, before we move on about farts, dude.
Before we measure the length
and the girth of this podcast, I want to ask you a question about a friend named Dubtub. Yeah. You had made a song, I believe, about Dubtub.
Oh, you mean Dubtub, yeah, man. Yeah. And then this is a friend of ours, you know, and he was going to get into a business, having to do with cheese. And so what we did is he wanted to mass produce a product that we both think, you know, is
the worldwide phenomenon.
It's a worldwide phenomenon. However, he was not really, well, trying to get him to do this, you know. We had a little song that I came up with, you know. His name is Dubtub, so I did, you know, Dubtub,
titty cheese, Dubtub, titty cheese, Dubtub, titty.
I'm so sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I got a call coming in.
Yeah, Brian ruined it.
Yeah, one of our buddies from Iron Man.
Dadgone it.
Love you, Brian, but...
You're a fart smeller.
I had to ignore you because now we're doing fart two. Get it?
not part one, and this is fart two.
So this is number two, and we'll pick up where we left off with the song.
Exactly. All right, you know, what...
Michael Rosenbaum, shout out to Lex Luthor from Smallville. In his podcast, he names it Inside of You, and every guest he has on, he likes to get inside of the person he's interviewing. So I feel like that's what I'm doing with you today, Richard.
Well, you know, it would be easier to get inside, you know, Dubtub, you know, just because, you know,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
So my question is, getting back on the topic at hand,
the fart.
What fascinates you about that so much?
The fact that my dad, you know, he used to sit and have, I think I've already, gone
yeah,
on
you,
to this.
You said that in about part one.
Part one. But, you know, we're just on the part two. No, it is one of the most hilarious things. I remember one time we were, I guess I was about maybe 10, 11 years old, and my father and me were in New York City. You're killing me, dude. The guy's sticking this thing right up my nostril. Anyway, back to it. You know, we're sitting there, and it was the most hilarious thing. It was me and my dad, and then somebody. My dad's a businessman, you know.
Right.
Serious. Yeah. Shame on you,
Richard.
I stood there, and I thought I could squeeze one out, man, and it was loud.
It was.
It was loud.
Demonstrated for
me. It was like.
There you go.
And that was real, ladies and gentlemen.
It was real. And the thing of it is, it's kind of nasty, but the thing of it is...
It was.
And I thought my dad was going to raise Cain. But, you
what
know,
did
he started do? Laughing. The other guy, we didn't know who he was, and we all started laughing. It was like, because... When you're in an elevator,
Airbnb. Oh, they didn't have those back then.
No. But you had the
Airbnb.
No. When you're in the elevator. It was the best, you know. There, and since then, I have been, you know, a fart
fanatic,
connoisseur, if you will.
I will.
Of fart connoisseur of unprecedented proportions, my friend.
So if you would, man, if you got time, because I'm going to ask him to explain to you guys what he does for a living.
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. But there's something more to that. But dude, you told me one time, I remember, that your grandma used to say this phrase.
Are you talking about, you know, heavenly poo-poo?
Yes, can you please explain to the listeners
my grandmother,
what exactly that is, what that means, Ozzy's doing right now.
Ozzy is getting mad. I think he's asleep. But the whole thing in the nutshell...
yes, please.
It was this. My grandmother always had problems going to the bathroom. So whenever, you know, she would finally get to where she could do it. Exactly. And she would sit there in the middle of the bathroom, you know, real quiet. Everybody's, you know, trying to get, she's very, very quiet. She'd yell out, heavenly poo-poo. And it was hilarious, people. I'm telling you, you know. That's where I get all of my
inspiration.
Inspiration.
Are you an entrepreneur
of inspiration?
Manure.
I'm an entrepreneur of manure.
Okay, entrepreneur of manure.
Exactly.
I like that.
You like that, man?
So can you tell? I mean, you know, I feel like at any time you could be getting a customer, and I don't want to interrupt that. But what do you do for a living, man?
I do as little as humanly possible.
But in between those moments.
In between times, you know, I sleep.
Did you fart?
Oh, no, dude. He really ripped one. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I feel like I had to during this podcast.
In other words, it's a fart cast. Right. You know, it's not a podcast. This is a fart cast.
Exactly.
I am a painter by trade, handyman, but, you know, my passion is peanuts. I like to come on the side of the road. I'm over on Argyle Forest Boulevard. Right next to the church. I like it. It affords me, you know, a little luxury of doing my own thing, my Zen time. I get to read, you know, my hobbies, read the Bible, you know, talk to people about the Lord.
Like Ozzy.
Well, most of the time I do a lot of listening because he's deaf. Most of the time I have to repeat myself 12 or 14 times to get, you know, the same response.
What'd you say?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah, so if you haven't tried his peanuts, you got to come by here if you're in Jacksonville. Or if you're visiting, ever plan on coming by, swing by.
Here, every day.
Every day.
You know.
4 to 3.
Three to eight. 3 to 8, you know, and then on the weekends, you know, from noon to 8. It's been a little, the heat has been a little...
Unbearable.
Unbearable, you know, yet cathartic.
Cathartic?
Cathartic, you know, for various and sundry reasons. But I will say this much. That science is pure empiricism, and by virtue of its method, it excludes metaphysics.
And what does that mean?
I have no idea.
Oh, man, I love it, dude. So you are...
See, the thing of it is...
Or was.
No. Chad, you know, he is into this quasi-intellectual
hobnobbitry.
You know, and you got to watch out because, you know, he will zing it to you, man, you know, just when you least expect it.
Right, I probably will. And, you know, I think you're experiencing a little more of the world of the charts. This is part of it. This podcast was birthed out of my YouTube channel, by the way.
Okay, very cool, man. Birth, huh?
Yeah, birth.
Burst. Okay, yeah, yeah. So when are you going to get your own version of Wayne's World?
Probably when Ozzy stops staring at me like that, because that's a little awkward.
Why don't you do Chad's World, Party Time, Excellent.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, man.
So can you tell the listeners how much your bags are for your
My bag is $4.50.
And it's a big bag, ladies.
That's including tax.
He said that's including tax.
And
right now, if you come visit him, he will throw in a bag of ice.
It's basically a
cooler for your neck. It's really cool.
It's a vanilla.
Latte. Weight loss.
With wafers.
Yeah. Richard, I'm so glad, man, that you were able to spend a few minutes with me on the podcast.
I am absolutely glad as well.
We should. Yeah. Is there anything that you'd like to close with about farts? Maybe like a dream you've had to create like a new whoopee cushion or something like that.
I'm thinking, and it could be something that could come to pass. I was thinking maybe if I had some fart-flavored peanuts.
That's kind of disgusting, though. Oh, I don't think I'd buy any.
Well,
there is a game called Bean Boozled. You can create a bean that tastes like farts.
Uh-oh.
Hey, there's the other guy. Is that Steve?
That's Steve.
Oh, wow. Richard's getting all his buddies today. I think Richard's using me right now to get away from his weird friends.
What was I talking about?
Creating peanut farts.
No, I was thinking this.
I was going to do that when I finished my podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to finish the podcast. We do that on every conversation we have with our friends when they got to go, hey, man, I got to go. I'm going into work.
How about this?
Oh, that sounds oddly familiar.
All right, who is it?
Oddly. Are we playing Name That Guy?
Yeah, Name That Guy.
Name That Person.
Aaron.
Kowski.
Aaron Rentz. Ansel.
But what about Gee?
I don't know. Gee smokes.
What about Papa?
He's dead.
Susan?
Naked.
Donnie?
Heaven.
And Aaron?
Fat.
Oh, man. If you're still listening, I'm so grateful for all of you guys. And stay tuned. Like I said, I got another guest coming up this week. By the end of the week, you don't want to miss it. Richard, I really appreciate you spending.
I am so glad that I was able to. 15 minutes. Can you believe it, man? Yeah. Unbelievable!
Did you say
unbelievable.
Right.
Well, see, your butt, when you get through farting, man, you're supposed to, it's butt, and then you leave a bowl.
So I need to know this before we close. I think listener is thinking thought right now.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
How many times have you farted today?
Today? I would say at least 57 times.
57 and probably at least 7 before he gets out of my car.
I don't know. Right now, man, I make sharp, and I don't want to do that, man.
If you don't know what that is, Google it.
Hey, but on another note, having to do with that, you need to look up a guy called Shardimus Prime.
Shardimus.
Yeah.
Well, we will have you back again on this podcast.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I'm so
it,
grateful that you were able to take time out of your busy
schedule. Out of my
schedule.
Busy day, yeah, my busy, busy schedule.
Your busy boiled peanuts.
It is.
Busy boiled life.
I am a boiled human being.
You have a lot of boils.
I have boils, on various and sundry topics.
Richard, we love you, man.
Yep.
Anything you want to say about Iron Man to the listeners? I've talked about it several times.
Iron Man is really, when I first started, I thought I didn't know what to think about it, but I've enjoyed it every time. Whenever I'm not able to, it's really a disappointment, but it's always something that really, really, really inspires me and kind of cheers me up. At the very least, it cheers me up. See the guys, have the camaraderie and the time that we have, you know, about the, you know, the Lord. He's mimicking me. He's mimicking me here. And you know what? You remind me of Jack Nicholson, you know, in
The Shining.
No, Batman.
The Joker.
Yeah. No. Where you said, man, you know, you never mess with another man's rhubarb.
Right.
All right. Exactly.
So we're not meeting next week if you're interested. The following week, I believe it's the 26th.
The 26th, yes, sir.
We'll be starting up a new study.
A new study?
I believe it's on the Holy Spirit, but don't quote me on that. And thanks again for joining us, Richard.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you guys have a wonderful night. Stay tuned for the next one. And we love you guys. And remember to love each other.
Bye.